In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born.
Glorified.
It's probably one of the great paradoxes of our modern age today that he who comes among us today in such quietude and absolute poverty and stillness has such a tremendous stir of craziness during this season, that he who wanted to be lowly, the God of the universe, who comes among us as the most lowly personage one could ever even consider, now has this entire nativity season as one that is completely engulfed in acquisitions and power and riches and presence and gift giving and all these sorts of things. And I wonder if he were to appear of us all of a sudden, what he might say to us about what this season has really become in our lives, really all over the world. Because it's not about the celebration, that's fine. It's not even about the decorations or anything like that. But it's the very idea that as of many times during the year, more than most times, today what we find is that there is so much emphasis, really, on money. There is so much emphasis on the acquisition of things, the materiality of this whole season, which goes completely against what this feast is all about. If you listen to one of the Kantakia of St. Romanos the Melanist, for instance, his On Nativity, he mentions these things about impoverishment and lowliness and all these sorts of things, about the importance of carrying these things in our hearts. But yet, they're trumpeted from the highest mountain point these days when we enter into this season, and we hurry up and we get busy, and instead of reflecting and preparing and waiting for the advent of Christ among us, we get busier and busier and more harried in our daily activities. And for many people, it becomes extremely stressful and nerve-wracking, and timing is of the essence in everything that we do, because we have to make sure that, you know, the dinner is in the right time, so it's going to be ready for when the family comes over, and all of these other things. And as if somehow that has more importance than this, because it doesn't. None of it even matters, ultimately, because that's not what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the great condescension of God, the great self-emptying of God who did not have to do this for us, but would have done it anyway. No matter what, he would have been here. He would have become incarnate because of his love for us. Now, there's nothing wrong with preparation for the nativity, but that preparation, you know, should have been something interior, should have been a bolstering of our own spiritual experiences, of our prayer, our fasting. That's why the church sets this as a fasting period for 6 weeks, so that we can prepare. Because in just a little while, at the reception of Holy Communion, guess what you become? You become the manger. You are going to have Christ within you. You are going to take him unto yourself, just like this manger does today. And that's the spirit that we have to really adjust ourselves to during this wondrous season. Because it is a great season. And I'm always happy when the world celebrates Christmas, even if it's sort of distorted, even if it's out of kilter, because I know that the Lord has the last word. I know that even if they don't believe a word of it, if they want to ignore all of it, the reason they're doing it is because of Him. If He had not come, none of this would be happening, ever. But yet the world stops and it listens and it, for perhaps just a short moment, realizes that the Prince of Peace that comes among us meant just that, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. This is what we should take into our hearts this day, because God our Savior has transfigured everything today. You may not notice it. You may not think about it, because we often push Him away at this time of year. We keep this idol that we call Christmas in our minds every year without worshiping the nativity of God. That's the important thing. That's what we all have to bring ourselves to understand, its great importance, how it is something that can transfigure us, that it is something that could absolutely recreate our lives, because today He has recreated everything. And you might think, well, how did He do that? Well, because He today has united Himself with our nature. He has become one of us. He has changed everything. The world is changed forever. Everything has a new meaning. Absolutely everything. History now becomes the history of the church. Everything in society now is colored by the Christ appearing among us today. And yet also we have to think today of so many people suffering in the world right now who don't know this peace, who are being gobbled up by one another in many places in the world. And that's something that we have to pray to this Christ child in order to try and bring peace and harmony to all of these people everywhere. Because even then, even those who are in the midst of war and suffering, some of them, for instance, in Ukraine today, will be enjoying the most blessed Christmas they have ever had. Because when you are suffering, these things all of a sudden rise to the front. You're not distracted by the materiality and all the other things that go with this. You're focusing solely on the Savior who comes into the world in order to change all of us and bring all of us to a better place. It's a complex world. It's a complex feast in many ways. There are many aspects of this feast that we could talk about that really don't have time for. But if I would want to bring anything to your attention today, it would simply be to light that light of Christ within you as it does the manger today. All of us have that star above us. All of us have that calling from God, that wonderment, that really excitement about God appearing among us and what that means for us. And we have to cultivate it. We can't let it go dormant. God has come to us today. He's come to me. He's come to all of you. And the important thing is not to turn Him away. Don't refuse Him as if the end of your heart is crowded. Instead, open it wide and let Him come in and lighten the whole place, because He will do that. That is guaranteed if we simply allow Him to do so. Amen. Christ is born.